Let's talk with the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Tom Brady.
Hi, good morning, guys.
I wonder, in a situation like that, is that one of those nights where there's not a whole lot of sleeping going on in the aftermath of a loss like that?
Yeah, that was a rough night. So it was a tough day, obviously, with you know, all the missed opportunities, and you know, pretty much, I'm sure all the players lay in bed thinking about what they could have done better. So,
what did you think laying in bed? Can I guess? The PAT, the 2-point conversion throw, would that be one thing that kept you up last night? Or no?
No, not that one. I mean, that was a competitive play.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably just there was a couple decisions I wish I had, you know, made that would have been better. So,
was there another receiver? Have you seen it again, the PAT? Was there somewhere else you could have gone with the ball? Because it was a real small window with Gronk.
It was tight. It was tight. You know, they actually played the play pretty well.
Right.
So it was tight across the board, and you know, it really shouldn't have come down to that. I mean, we do a decent job moving the ball. We just don't do enough of it over the course of a drive to get it close enough to either kick a field goal or do what we really need to do is score touchdowns. So, you know, we put together some good plays. And then, you know, we have some negative plays, and the negative plays are what really kill you.
Your team moved the ball much more effectively in the second half. Was that as much to do with adjustments you guys made as to anything Arizona was doing?
Well, they pretty much did what they did all day and pretty much what they've been doing all preseason and even going into last year. So there wasn't a ton that really surprised us. You know, it was just a matter of really – you know, they have a good team. They have some very, very good players, you know, very disruptive front and good guys in coverage, and they disguise things pretty well, you know, but our execution wasn't great, you know, even when we really had them figured out. So, you know, that's why you get beat, is you have chances to make plays and, you know, and you just don't make them.
This is the National Football League. Guys are going to get hurt every single week on every single team. And I know that you always feel that you can and should overcome injuries. And yet when Aaron Hernandez went down, it looked like your team was out of sync offensively. Why do you think that was?
Well, I didn't really feel that way. I mean, he's a big part of what we do, and he's out there on the field quite a bit. I mean, I thought we just pretty much moved on, though. Tried to adjust, you know, with some different personnel groupings and formations and such, but I don't think that we were, you know, I don't think we were really shell-shocked that he wasn't in there. I thought, you know, we tried to react, and we didn't have a great first half by any stretch. You know, but, you know, we fought hard in the second half and fought back to the end. It was pretty amazing the defense got that turnover. I never saw that. That was unbelievable for them to make that play at the end of the game to get us the ball back, and they played great all day. I mean, those guys played their hearts out. So, you know, it's really you win as a team and you lose as a team, and that's always, you know, what we've been about, and that's what we'll always will be about, and all of us you know, will nitpick the things that we need to do better. Because, you know, it's a long season and we got a long way to go. And you know, when you lose, it stings and you really self-reflect. And, you know, hopefully we can go, obviously, have a much better week this week.
Would you have liked to have taken another shot at the end zone? I know you guys scored. I know it got called back on a questionable call. But would you have preferred to maybe try to put them away and not leave it up to Gostkowski?
You know, it really... You know, he always makes those, and he's been the best kicker, you know, most accurate kicker in the history of our team, and he's a great kicker. So, you know, everyone's confident. He was confident. Sometimes you just miss them, and you know, sometimes as a quarterback you just miss a throw, and sometimes as a linebacker you just miss a tackle or you drop a ball. I mean, that's just football. So it's never one play. I mean, you can always point out, wow, that was a big play. Well, yeah, I mean, they're all big plays you know, they're all scoring plays. You know, we have 82 offensive plays yesterday, and, you know, we could score on any one of them if somebody would do a better job doing their job. So that's just the way football is. So, you know, it's easy, you know, to point a finger, you know, at one player or one play, but the reality is it was a lot of plays by a lot of guys that, you know, where we need to do a better job so that it doesn't come down to, you know, a kick at the end of the game.
Hey, as you probably know, that, you know, the Wes Welker questions, we're going to be dealing with them. There's lots of theories, conspiracy theories. Why, as far as you know, why didn't Wes start yesterday?
It was just a personnel grouping, you know, where he's not in the game. So, you know, we have a lot of different personnel groupings with him in the game, and, you know, there's a lot of guys on the roster, and we're trying to utilize, you know, every player so that, you know, at the end of the year, you know, one guy doesn't have 700 plays and, you know, another guy, you know, has 50 plays.
Right.
So, you know, hopefully everyone can contribute and have opportunity and be fresh and stay healthy, and because we need everybody. It's a long year.
When I look at the percentage of offensive snaps for Wes Welker a year ago, it was up around 90. The seasons prior to that, it was around 75-77%. Do you think perhaps the team is reacting to too many offensive snaps a year ago and trying to get him back to a percentage that's a little more manageable?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's not, we don't sit there and overanalyze it probably, you know, after two games that the way that you guys, I mean, there's different weeks where, you know, we have personnel groupings and we use them differently, and some weeks where we throw the ball a little more, some weeks where we run the ball a little bit more, and you know, it's just one of those games where, you know, we actually threw the ball probably way more than we wanted to throw it. It was just the way it was dictated, and, you know, Wes is a big part of our offense. He had a big game yesterday, had some really critical catches for us. Brandon did, Julian did, Gronk did. I mean, all the guys out, that were out there were contributing. We're going to need, now that Aaron's, you know, not in there, you know, we're going to need other guys to play a bigger role.
Has Julian earned more playing time?
Julian's done great. I mean, Julian's really worked his tail off, and he's been here. This is his fourth year, and you know, everybody has a lot of confidence in Julian. And believe me, no one has more confidence in Wes than me.
Right.
You know, so, and obviously I've gained a lot of trust in Brandon over the last, 4 months. So it's a really a good group of receivers. I mean, it's not like, you know, I mean, Larry Fitzgerald had one catch for whatever, 2 yards yesterday or 4 yards.
Right.
You know, some weeks they're trying to take a guy away and you got to find a different place to go with the ball. And last year, you know, we had three very productive receivers, and that was pretty much our production in the passing game. So, you know, the more that guys contribute, the harder that we're going to be to stop. If we don't play well, I mean, we're pretty easy to stop. If we don't make the plays that we're capable of making, we're pretty easy to stop.
But, hey, would you say it's accurate to say that you guys have to get your offense has to get you and the passing game in a rhythm to be effective? I mean, everyone loves to talk about establishing the run, and that's wonderful if you're trying to kill the clock. But if you're trying to score, don't you have to get you and all your weapons going, get you guys in a rhythm, maybe in the no huddle, and get in the end zone?
Well, it's, you know, you'd love to get, you know, you'd love to just be crisp offensively all day. I mean, it's not so much, God, you know, before the game, Josh is thinking, I got to really figure out a way to get Tom going. I mean, he's expecting when a pass play is called that gets me going. So you know, you'd love to get the running game going. You'd love to be accurate and efficient throwing the ball. You know, and we did, you know, I thought yesterday in the second half our execution was a lot better.
Right.
And, you know, that's really, I think, why we moved the ball better, because we were making better plays. And, you know, we were down, whatever, 11 in the fourth quarter and, you know, really just came up short on the two-point play and situational football, something we always talk about, and you know, we just didn't make the plays when we really needed them.
three guys on your offensive unit after the game, Logan Mankins, Wes Welker, and Rob Gronkowski, all said separately and individually that they weren't happy with how the team practiced, especially late in the week. Did you agree with their assessment, and what happened?
You know, some days you have good days of practice, and other days you don't. And, you know, over the course of a long week, you know, all your preparation, you know, how you play on Sunday often is a reflection of how you practice over the course of the week. And when we're inconsistent in practice, you know, we're inconsistent in games. And, you know, we got to find a way to be better in practice.
Does it surprise you when you end up in a game like that? I know the Arizona Cardinals have a good defense and some good guys up front. But as we sit back from afar, we watch this thing, I'm just stunned. I'm saying, I thought you guys were going to move the ball. I thought you were going to blow them out. And I guess that's not the way you should think watching an NFL game. And I assume that's not the way you think going into a game. Do you, when you end up losing a game like this, are you in shock?
I mean, I think anytime we lose a game, I'm very disappointed. You know, this is the team, though, that won 8 of their last 10 dating back to last year. So now it's 9 of 11. You know, we talk about them all week being a team that plays hard for 60 minutes, that wins a lot of close games. They were 4-0 in overtime last year. So, you know that they play, the principles of what they're built on and what they're capable of, and I don't think we took them lightly at all. I thought we prepared hard. Everyone's trying to do the right thing. There's a lot of effort. It's just the execution, and that requires more attention to detail and more concentration, and that's what we got to try to do a better job of. And, you know, it's a lot of football left in our season, and, you hate to lose, your first home game. But, we did, and we've got to be able to move on, and we've got to be able to move forward, not really let this week affect next week, because it doesn't get any easier next week playing, against a team that now we know a lot better,
right.
And we play them on the road, and they have their own strengths. So, you can never overlook a team, and we certainly never have done that. We never will do that. And, I think what happened yesterday is, we just didn't play the way that we need to be able to play for 60 minutes to win a game.
Hey.
Until we do that, they're going to be very competitive, like they were yesterday.
Tom, Larry Bird he never missed a chance to say that Dennis Johnson was the best player he ever played with. Even though he played with Parrish and McHale and so many others, he said it all the time, best player I ever played with. Who is the best player you ever played with? Would it be Wes Welker?
Oh, God, I mean, it's so hard to choose one. I mean, there's probably a list of 10. I've been lucky to play with some incredible players on offense and defense. And, to name one would be too tough. I mean, Wes, I love Wes. He's like, one of my best friends. And what he does on a daily basis to prepare himself really motivates everybody else. So he's a leader. He's so tough. I've been in so many critical situations with him where, he's worked, so hard to do the right thing and be in the right place and make the play. So he's a phenomenal player.
Tom, how you doing? It's Pete Shepard. Nice to talk to you again.
Hi, Pete.
How are you? Been a long time. Wanted to ask you about some of the guys we quoted yesterday about, and we've heard it before, about good weeks of practice, bad weeks of practice. Some of the players, a couple of guys were saying it was a bad week of practice. Did you sense that? I know sometimes just the opposite happens. A bad week of practice, you play great. Good week of practice, you don't play so great. What was practice like last week?
Well, I mean, I said, it's the second week of the year, and and it's not like, we've got everything figured out as a team yet, in practice or in games, obviously. And the way we played yesterday is probably pretty much the way we practiced last week. It was just up and down. And we make good plays, and then we make bad plays, and good plays and bad plays. But the problem with that offensively, or defensively, is, it's offensively, is you can't string together drives. And we just, that was our problem yesterday. So, know, I don't think we had any real three and outs. Yeah, we did. We had one coming off a turnover. We basically went backwards.
Mm-hmm. About 30 yards.
Yeah, I mean, a long ways. But we, you know, those plays where you have negative plays, and I mean, those are the ones that kill you. So, you know, they had a turnover yesterday. They got, you know, they made a good play on the first play of the game, getting, you know, their hands up and getting the ball tipped, and a guy made a nice play, and you know, they're capable of making those plays. You know, we got to be capable of making really good plays on our end, and we do make them, but we just need to make them more consistently.
Do you think Gronk held on that play?
I didn't see it. I mean, you guys, I don't know. You tell me. I didn't.
It was iffy. It was iffy, and it wasn't even, you know, relevant to the, you know, to the run. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's it wasn't the worst call a replacement official made all day, but it wasn't the best either. And I was surprised Gronk held his tongue afterwards. I thought he might. I guess after you go off sides or the next play, you can't complain.
Yeah, that was. And you know, we all, like I said, we all had plays yesterday that we wish we'd have done better at. And all of us who are part of that game and a part of that loss, you know, had a hard time sleeping, and all you do is think about it and what you can do better, and hopefully we use it as motivation to get better so we don't have that feeling again for a long time.
Did you hear what happened in the Saints game? They pulled one of the refs got pulled off the field because he showed up wearing Saints garb.
Well, it's Facebook pictures.
It's Facebook picture, yeah.
In the New Orleans Carolina game, yeah. In his Facebook page, he says he's a big Saints fan, and he was looking forward to doing the Saints game. This is a ref.
Do that.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Tom, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks, and good luck next week.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.